to the agenda, as I said, three main features, all of them in important and exciting growth areas for CGM. We will kick off to follow up where we left last year. Last year we did introduce MGS, which basically in English means My Health Services, which started out as a joint venture between us and a health insurance company on the private side. There have been some very positive and exciting developments over the last few months and the last year, which Jens Dommel will highlight and step through. We will then have a short break. And maybe I will introduce the last one, which is in a sense what everyone expects. So this would be the fourth year in a row that we have the topic of the telematics infrastructure on our agenda. And it's now really, really right before it all starts on what matters, which is the rollout. So Uwe Eibich will give you the latest and greatest about where we are and what we expect now to happen in the context of the telematics infrastructure. So both the first and the last presentations, very tangible, very much ongoing material events for the group. The middle part is more, has more of a strategic flavor. In the discussions that we've had lately, it's all about the electronic health card in Germany, what's going on, what's happening to the infrastructure and the card. There is now somewhat of a shift to the electronic health record, which we call personal health record to differentiate it from everything else which already exists in computers today. And Thorsten Schoch, colleague, will present that, as we see that in the next 3 to 5 years as a very interesting and important area for healthcare economies and for us as a corporation. So that's more of a heads up to what we see as a very strategic opportunity for us in the coming period. In between these presentations, we will do, and that's obviously only for the live audience here in Koblenz, you see what stands in front of me. That is actually a real-life connector, and it's a real-life card reader. And you will see a real-life demonstration about what this really is. And before we get to the lunch and get-together, we will take you for a little walk on campus to our new logistics center, which has also special areas dedicated to support the TE rollout. So that gives it really the tangible touch and feel flavor all the way from the concepts that we have introduced and presented to you over the last 4 years. So I think that is the introduction needed, and I now hand over the word to Jens Dommel, who will talk us through MGS and how this as a service platform helps us support private health insurances.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big honor for me here to present the MGS, Meine Gesundheit service, the progress, especially I've had the honor 2.5 years ago to be part of the think tank, where we have started thinking about how we can get into a market with the infrastructure we actually have, CGM Life, especially in the private segment, the private insurance segment. And this is an honor if you're looking, working day by day very hard on it to present it to you now what the progress is. Last year, my colleague Michael Sachsler has presented it already to you. Question, who have participated last year here? Who have heard this and are aware with this one? Good. So I give you some insights what's behind MGS as well. Good. All in all, the secret is, first of all, we created a joint venture with one of the biggest insurance, not just in Germany, but also internationally wise, but here in focusing of Germany with AXA. And we target a solution for the private insurance market to create a service, a portal service for this insurance. Private insurance market, what we are talking about? The one is we are talking about 30 million people here in Germany, and therefore 8.8 million people are full insured if you want. So they are the target groups for the first step of MGS. And the insurance premiums are around 37 billion euro. And why is this group so interesting? Because this is a premium community, because someone who is private insured needs to become over a limit of the income, you know? So, and the target here is focusing on this special group with a special solution. The AXA started to check the market. What is a digital service what the customers want? And nearby a couple of hundreds will be asked with frequently formats. And the interesting was, and this was in our name, a brand, it's a killer service, is a e-invoice, so that the paperless invoicing. If you look in the normal process today, a doctor treats, the doctor creates the invoice, put the invoice in an envelope, put a stamp on top of it, put it in a mail, send it to the patient take this, put it out, decide someone somewhere, send it to the insurance, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it. And the insurance, what they are doing, they are creating a huge IT infrastructure to take this paper and digitalize it again. Day by day, a couple of hundreds persons per insurance. So it's, and the question is, this process to digitalize, it's of course a value for the insurance, but it's much more a value also for the users. Because I'm as an insured person, to do this administrative work, this is no fun. So to simplify this, and also for the doctors, this is what we are looking for and what we have done so far. Behind the MGS is a portal, the e-portal here, where I, as a consumer-centric service, where I get an overview to manage all my services for health and, of course, invoicing as part of it. Coming to this a bit later. And this not just for in the website, but also on the app, so that I can manage this wherever I am with my smartphone for iOS and for October as well. We launched it in October 2016. So from the doctor's side, it's important that the integration is, if you want, invisible for him, that the day-by-day work doesn't change. And this is what we realized. So the doctors give the command print invoice, and the system knows to whom I shall send a paper invoice and to which group I shall send this digitalized. So that means in an electronic way. So for the doctors, he saves time. It's simple for him. He don't have to change his work process, and of course money as well. And most important thing is he get a other relationship service to his favorite groups with as private insurance, because they earn 30% of their income comes from private insurance patients. It's an interesting group for him. If we are talking about digitalization here in Germany especially, the first question is after security. How we can do this integration secure? And therefore we have been invested a lot of time and of course money to position a technology that this is secure. I don't want to bore you with the details on the technology side, but the most important thing is what we are doing is that I'm as a user, I'm as a inverse person, as a patient, I'm responsible for my data. And now I can get access to it. That means we are more secure with this than a bank is doing, because in a bank there is our administrators, and the administrators, they have the password, they have the access to the banking accounts. And that's why this is what we avoid here in the health sector. That means we make this security independently from somewhere in the administrator in the data center. So it is like what we are, how we live today. So your car key, your flat key, your house key, where is the key you come into your door, you have it on your own. And this is the same what we are doing here. The key to get access to the data, it's just on you. No one else has it. Instead, you decide someone shall have access, of course. That's needed as well. So in this infrastructure, this live infrastructure, is a basement, an important basement, because trust is one of the key that users using it, because everyone is asking whether you can fulfill it, and here we have a differentiating technology in usage. So we are on a investor conference, analyst conference, of course, the business model is interesting. And there are two messages. First, it's easy and it's attractive. Easy means MGS is selling the product to the insurance company, and they get to be paid per fee, per member, per month. And depending on the packages, there's a base package with a limited functionality and a premium package with more orientation and control management features. The base is different. The fee is different. So, and of course, CGM, as one of the main deliverer to MGS, we get paid for the research and development we are delivering at once, but also we get a share of this amount of fee also from the sites, depending on the services we are delivering. A base fee for the life accounts and for additional features, an additional share. Timeline 2015, 2016, and it was a busy time, honestly. We found Meine Gesundheit in October 2015. We developed the products, and end of 2015, after 9 months of development, we go live in a first test and learn phase with 200 customers. And this is how we proceed. We develop, we check, we get feedback, and then decide how to go forward, you know? So be sure that this is what we are creating is usable, that the user experience, the excitement become happen. And we did it with 200 customers. 95% of them continued used it. That was good to get a realistic feedback. And we got a good 90% positive assessment. Say, yes, it makes sense. It gives me value. And based on this, we decide then to go in the real life. So we started in May with a promotion for AXA. And after a couple of months, 3,000 insured people then registered, initialed, and used it. So you have seen the app. So we delivered the app. Then afterwards, and end of 2016, we scale up to the other user groups of AXA. And during the session, we start communication, because it's not just the AXA play. This shall be a solution for the whole segment, the private insured segment. And to change the mind on this, doing this, we started to communicate it in the market with a lot of one-to-one discussion, with a community discussion, with the association of the private insurance companies, all this stuff that we have to do. We did it. So now 2017, ambitious goals going on, because we used to set us ambitious goal to be successful. And of course, one is this rollout of the AXA members. So we're increasing the numbers of AXA members using MGS. We want to sign 2 contracts with 2 further private insurance companies, because if you want to create a market segment-oriented solution, there's just is not enough. One is not just enough. You need more than, of course. So this was the second, connecting doctors. Convincing doctors to join, this is something where we set as a target 7,000, where we are working hard on it, to connect them using this paperless services. And, of course, to scale the service, because we are CGM, we are an important player in the market, but this service needs also for MGS to scale to other providers as well. So
And this is something what MGS is driving too, that other maybe IS software deployer, supplier and clearing centers get connected with this service. It's important. And last but not least, we invest a lot of money in the product themselves, enhancing the value, the services, so that it's not just invoicing, that you can use it also for your complete health management for yourself. So this is something where we're investing a lot of money in it as well. Good. So does it work? And the main question is, does it work? How you can prove it? How many people are registered? It's one. And how many people are active? And actually, we are now with nearby 37,000. End of the year, they're becoming 50,000 mark, beat the 50,000 mark. But every single user, at least an average, did 10 invoices, used 10 invoices to send it to the insurance company. So 1 to 10. And this is a something, an average in the short time, I would say, okay, this is a proven point. It's working. We are working on it to increase it much more and much faster, of course. Second, and this is honestly, we're pretty proud of it as well. We want to win two further insurance company and as customer. And we did it, and we won it not just as customers, they joined us as stakeholders as well, because they become a member in the stakeholder community. We created the MGS Beteiligungsgesellschaft, and DBK and Versicherungskammer Bayern stepped in. That means they are stakeholder now, and they are customer as well. And for those of you which are not so familiar with this market, why is it so important? Because we won the number one in this market. The number one. And if you know what it means to win the market leader here, you know that this is a game changer. A lot of other people will follow because it's better to do what the number one is doing, you know? And this is the second very important proof point what we did. Winning the number one, we did it. So, and of course, Versicherungskammer Bayern, number eight, including the UKV, it's the further one. So all in all, contractual side now, we have access to 40% of the insured person in this market. 40%. After 1.5 years, and now you know why am I so proud to be here. Because it's not very often that you change a market in this way after 1.5 years. But this is contract. Now we have to move the contract of thing in the real usage thing. So this is what happened now in the next phase, of course. Good. The go live, DBCAR. The team is still working on it. So they are connecting now the system, and they are using the same product. It's not a new development. They are using the same product. The product gets a surface of DBCAR so that the user is used to have the same look and feel like DBCAR, but the product behind is the same as for AXA and will be the same as for VKB as well. So we are starting with a friendly user rollout beginning of December. And to do this, what's necessary, the system needs to be connected with their existing system, the backend system, that the invoicing can use the workflow in the digitalized way. This is something what we are doing starting 1st of December. And the mass rollout, beginning of next year, January. VKB, we postponed it a bit. They're working also hard to connect it. Friendly user test is starting in January 2018, and the mass rollout go live is April. Coming to the features. I'm a user, I'm as a private insurer person, what's important for me? And important for me is first that I need to have a dashboard where I get very fast information what happened. So, and one of the important thing is, are there new invoices coming from some customers? And this we are seeing on the left-hand side. There are two new invoices. I received two new invoices Six invoices are in the workflow process by AXA, and I received one notification for a refund notification from the SOFAR, and I get some additional information which are important for a private insured person. I want to boring going here too in detail. Another famous and interesting piece are the new messages on top of it. This feature we are using to give him advices, because the portal is not just a workflow portal for invoices. It shall assist the patient to get better in shape with the health system. If he needs to do something, if there are some new programs for him, especially if you have a risk in chronic diseases somewhere, get information where a new content is available, such kind of things, so that he gets a cool support, easy support to get better in shape with his health. Because this is not just a portal, it's an assistant. I call it my personal agent. Yeah? So looking in the feature of the Union voice, it's clear, crisp. So I see all my invoices happened. I see on the first line, this is something where I've sent it to my insurance and this is finalized, so I get the money back. Crossware, €89, and I get back €26. It's not the best feeling here, but nevertheless, I have it on one overview for me, and I can manage it for me also. Did I have it paid to the doctors? Yes, no. So that is all in one overview that I can manage is good. And if I want to have, I get new invoices, and a huge one with 8,420, and now I want to get the money very fast back. What I have to do now, click on the top box, checkbox, and check the numbers, and push the button send. No envelope, no post, I have no to describe something, I have no to fill out a form or someone else. This is just what I have to do, simplify the process. So then afterwards, this will be sent to the insurance. And the first check what we get is after 1 to 2 days, nearby 80% of the invoices will be paid afterwards. So that means the digitalization is not just that it's easy for me to handle and I reduce it, the paper things. It's also winning time. Why? Because you can automate a lot of this process in the background. So to get the money back after 1-2 days, it's a cool thing. It's value for me. Of course, by the 8,000 euro position, I think it could take a little bit longer, of course. But nevertheless, all in all, saving time, getting the money earlier back, and a good feeling. It's value for me. And this is the reason why I, as user, are using this. So, further feature. For an invoice, every time needs to come an appointment. So, and if you have had the maybe not fun to try to call your doctor, get an appointment, you know what that could mean at time. So what we are doing, of course, here, providing this doctor search with appointment booking, including here a digital process as well. Because if you're doing invoicing, taking an appointment, it's a serious thing and it's used to. And I can manage all my doctors, can handle it in my address book here so that I have fast access to them. But also if I'm looking after a new one, I can use the search, the doctor search here included. And we include here also special search features to look after doctors which going the digital way, which providing digital services, like appointment booking, like the e-invoicing. And we are enhancing this step by step. So it's easy for me if I like to connect with doctors in a digital way that I have an easy overview, can find them, and can get in contact with them as well. And then, of course, I'm able to, with one push, to book an appointment. So that means click on it, get the overview of appointment, and also this process is very simple and full integrated. Health news or content. It's a valuable feature because just to do workflows and services is one, but getting information back is important as well. Because 50% of the population in Germany, their knowledge about health situations are not very educated. 50% of diabetes patients don't know what the real issue is, what they have. So they need to educate and give them information. And this is what we are doing with the Health News feature. And this is not just a content page like others' content page. It looks like this, where I can search after some buzzwords. This is connected with my personal health account. And in my personal health account, there's my profile. And we connect the messages, the news, with the profile information. So that it's possible that I just only see what's important for me. So we have a personal health news. It's like a personal digital magazine. So if you see this and compare this with other portals where you look into the portal, what is interesting for me, this portal, including in Meine Gesundheit, collect this right content for me upwards. And this is something which is being used to increase also the traffic, give more education, and we are using this also to give the user orientation. Because behind such a notification here could be that there is a new program for a medication management. Join it. So that you have here the entry point for an easy get access to such programs, treatment programs, which is valuable for me as well, especially if I have an issue. Medication. 30% of the health spends medication. 30%, huge amount. And for all of the participants, it's a challenging thing because at the one hand, for instance, 40,000 people are dying through every year for failed medication. 40,000. Imagine. It means that every week one aircraft dropped down every week. So this not happen in the medication area. This happened, 40,000 people. And why? Because a lot of information what we could deliver to him are not known. So, and here we deliver a couple of services. And one important thing is also a relationship service is a reimbursement check. Imagine, maybe some of you have realized it as well, you get a prescription, you go to pharmacy, get your medication, send the invoice, and get back that we won't pay for it. So, bad situation because the information would be better before I go to pharmacy, that I get the information about the reimbursement. Do I get a reimbursement for this medication, yes or no? And what we included here with the reimbursement check is this feature. That means upfront, in front of, or if I'm standing in the pharmacy, I can check the medication and say, will it be reimbursed, yes or no, or partly? And then I can go into a discussion decision, and we avoid here a lot of potential frust and concerns for myself and also with the insurance company. And the calls, the target is here also increasing the relationship and improving the relationship and reducing the call volume, especially talking about why you didn't pay everything for me. So this is something what we included here. And of course, the medication plan. If someone asked me, what kind of medication are you using? Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? How many people who are using medications are able to tell the doctor, the hospital, in the right number form what the medication is, what they're using? 4%. 4%. And imagine the treatment, what you get, depends on this information, what you give to the doctors. So wouldn't it be good to have an information about my medication plan? Honestly, to remember Folsäure isn't something what my mind every time. or levetiracetam. So this is something what we are changing, that we are able to delivering this information on the point of physician. And it helps me, at the other hand, also to know which kind of doses I have to use when. And I get this also as a reminder in my mobile phone to support me in my adherence as well. Different view are the effects, the interaction effects. Very often it happened that different doctors give me a prescription, and at the end, behind the prescription is the same ingredient. So I take the same ingredient twice, and this is impact of the outcome. It's not so good. So this is something where the system is helping me with a flashlight to say, "Be attention, here is an issue." Or it could be that different medication, they affect an interaction. Nobody can knows it. You need a system supporting you. And what we are doing here for these users is give them information that they are able to ask the right question next time, or call to the doctors, give them information, supporting them, asking the right questions. So this is what we are doing here. It's not that it's an autonomous diagnosis system, something like this. It's just to empower the patient, asking the right question with his doctors or pharmacist. This is what we are supporting here, and this is value. Family management, 30% of the insured person are family members. So 8.8 million, 30% is a huge number. So what we included here is also that I'm able to manage my family here as well. I can add my partner, I can add my kids, and important is, for my kids, I want to manage myself, and my partner wants to manage his health, him or herself. So this is something what we realized here, part of the solution. Health record. What we did for medication, it's also important for all my chronic, my medical data and documents. We have included this here as timeline, so if I'm have every time access to my anamnesis, my labor status, my special CTs, what I have, so that I have it with me every time. I'm able to show the doctors what I have had or what a different other doctors had shared with me. What's coming next? We enhancing this, what you have seen, with a sharing functionality. Today, we receive a lot of information from the doctor, and we share it with the insurance company. And tomorrow, we are sharing all this information with different other doctors. So this is something where we are working on. In the next version, there is a sharing button on top of it so that I'm able to give access a third party, a third doctor, that he gets access to my health record, so that I can easily improve my conversation. That means I didn't have to call him and to show him. The doctor is able to get access and to get the views, what we have seen here, from his own system. Yeah, this is the second value as well. Further, value, 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 we need this, that this is being used. So growth strategy. We are not at the end. This is good news. So what we want, what we have to do is we have to increase the share, the usage, and the value. So how we want to do it? We need to increase the numbers of accounts. We need to increase the numbers of transactions the users uses, and with this transaction coming, needs to come value. And we need to win new customer segments. 8.8 million is good. We need to enhance this, that there, the potential of users is much bigger than this, what we are looking today on. So current development plan for MGS accounts to 17,000-15,000. Next year we need a couple of hundred. So, and we have a plan with the insurance companies to grow this step by step. And of course, we need to win new health insurance companies in 2018 at least two as well, so that we come to a 60-70 market share. We wish we could have 100%. But you are aware, you know, it's sometimes a little difficult. So if we achieve growing these numbers, the next 20% would be a good target. Or is it our target? Because we want to become the number one in private patient portals, the number one in German market. And we are in a good shape to do this, to become this, but this is our target. And this target group is a premium target group. Don't forget. So, connection, the doctors, 10,000 doctors connected to mid of 2018, then 30% in 2020, 50% in 2022. And also the connection to other provider group. The invoice clearing centers, all in all we are talking about 150 million invoices in the German market for private insured patients. 150 million. So 30% of this will be managed by clearing centers. There are 70s on the market, 15 are target because they're creating impact, they are growing. So this is our needs to be our customers. And next year we want to win the first two. The technology to connect them is already in place. Now we need to connect them, sign the contract, and connect them with the system that the numbers of invoices pushing up. Pharmacies. Pharmacies in Germany for this target group of full private insured person is 50 million. CGM themselves, we with WinApo, we have set 20% market share through our system. 8 provider systems are in the market, and our target here is creating reference projects learning. Next year is learning phase, and then afterwards also to connect them and become part of this invoice management for the pharmacies too. Interesting further is the dentists, talking about 40 million invoices per year. And our market share through Z1 on this is 35%, and we are just connecting them so that the invoice is also able to get connected by Z1. Beginning of next year, we're going live with this. So new customer segments in this market. Where are the new customer segments? In one group is the supplementary health insurance. We are talking about 25 million. So the existing target group is 8.8 million. The supplementary health insurance are 25 million. Cool number. Our stakeholder, shareholder, sorry, are just managing 4.9 million of this. So it wouldn't be a cool approach using the same product, no additional investment, and providing this to this target group as well? We think yes, that's why we want to do it. Specifically in Germany, there are humans which are working in a governmental, in a public institution. So the administration for invoice for them means they get paid for their health from the private insurance company and from the civil servant insurance fee. So this is a Beihilfe. The Germans and us maybe have heard about it. And the Beihilfe today, this is paperwork poor. Yeah, so, and to digitalize this with them, this is one of the next growth areas as well. Why? Imagine what happened. There is an invoice. The invoice is digitalized. The invoice is managed by the private insurance company. And the question is, why has the Beihilfe to do it again? Do again the digitalization, do again the management around this. So here are cooperation approaches. And this is an interesting field where actually we are checking this, what is the offering here, what could be the strategic behind, but nevertheless, with the existing stakeholder of MGS, we cover 60% of the target group, of the insured person, 60%. So that means here we have good impact talking with the right person, right stakeholders in the Beihilfe environment to bring the digital transformation in this segment as well. Good. Let's summarize before I come to an end. So we started 2.5 years to say we want to enter this market. We create a product. We create a business model. We connect it with the, we think, right customers. And now we scale, and we have a strategy plan behind to grow and execute. So this is what we are doing. For me personally, I can say it's much of fun because I like this, and I like this as CGM is able to change markets because of the installed base we have. And this is a good example also how to step in the personal health record market. Thorsten will talk about next about this, and this is a proof point how it can be practical work. We are doing it actually here, where we show now in the next part how to can make it happen in different other target groups. Thank you for your attention.
A couple of questions. First one, could you give us some insight into the revenue impact of this model on CompuGroup and how you expect that to develop going forward? And then secondly, you mentioned the new customers you won this year, they also became members of MGS. So would there be a difference for somebody in terms of the price paid? I would assume yes. Is there any difference if somebody does not become a member in terms of the revenue split and the cost split allocated given the investment AXA and you have done?
Maybe. Yeah.
Second question. So MGS was already from the start not a consolidated company to the group. And obviously now that we have gone down to a mid-30s% market share, it stays unconsolidated. So I think the business model and financial relationship then between MGS and the private insurances, I guess, remains outside the P&L and the group. The relationship between CompuGroup and MGS is relatively easy to describe. Depending on the volume of services, I would say we get between 5 and 10 euros per account per year as CGM. Yes, we do, I would say, normal technical consulting services to develop the product that MGS does. So we are a subcontractor on the technical side. I would ignore that for all practical purposes. Think of this as something between 5 and 10 euros per account. So today we have about 50,000 accounts. That means something like 500,000. This is what it means today of revenue per year. And then, of course, it all depends on how many tens, hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of accounts. And I think that price bracket probably is fairly robust. As volume grows, typically there would be some volume rebate, but as features grow, we still think that is a representative business model for the long-term future. The dream is, of course, to have millions, maybe even tens of millions within this ecosystem, and then, of course, it could have a strong significance. It's all about how we grow the business from here on.
And to your second question, the guidance is there's the same price point for all members, independent of customers, independent where stakeholders or just customers. Because it's necessary, we are engaging in a dedicated market to don't get issues with the regulations. No, that's why.